Yeah, time now to talk a little bit of racing with Brad Davidson. And Brad, we thought that Osborne Bulls would have made it into the field for the Everest, but there's some disappointing news out of the Godolphin stable.
Yeah, good morning, guys. You're right. Osborne Bulls out for the rest of the spring, unfortunately. Of course, he pulled up lame on the weekend after that, toward the disappointing effort. That lameness issue hasn't gone away basically this week, so they've decided to pull up stumps and basically reassess and put him out for the spring and bring him back next year. So disappointing news for Osborne Bulls, who's a very popular horse, isn't he? Right throughout Australia, a lot of punters love backing him, and probably to their detriment, he's been a bit of a tough horse to catch of late. But he's out for the spring, unfortunately, and we wish him all the best in his recovery there.
What about yesterday, or the back page of the paper here in Sydney, is Peter Villandi's calls for a change to the Melbourne Cup date. Laurie and I were talking, and we sort of said, oh, well, if they changed it, we wouldn't care. We'd still have a bet and a beer and enjoy ourselves. But plenty of people out there would disagree, though.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? It's obviously created a bit of news around the joint, obviously down in Melbourne, and also with the back page of the telly. So it's an interesting call. The way I see it is that, you know, I've always said that the spring is not anyone's. It's up for anyone, and I, you know, support Sydney's move to put more races on during the spring. But at the same time, I think that both states have the right to sort of run their races probably where they want as well. And we've known the Melbourne Cup on the first Tuesday in November. It's, you know, known to be there, so I don't probably think there's any need to change it from there. And I guess we'll wait and see how that all goes. I think there's a couple of comments made that, you know, Melbourne probably get better weather towards the end of November, but, you know, fits in so well, doesn't it, with that four-day carnival. And we know how successful that four-day carnival it is. It's enormous for racing. And, I personally probably see no reason to change from the first Tuesday in November, but we'll see what happens there.
What about the Caulfield Guineas this weekend? The favourites drawn wide.
Yeah, Dallasun drawn off the track there, barrier 18. Obviously, a few emergencies there, so probably comes into about 15 or 16 there if those emergencies don't gain a run. But a bit of a tricky draw. I believe they're going to roll forward there on Dallasun from the wide draw. Kubrick also drew wide in 17. So a couple of bad draws for a few of the favoured runners there. But it looks a pretty good addition of the Caulfield Guineas. Yeah. Dullison, has been pretty impressive. I know he's beaten last time out, but really found the line well. And then you've got a horse like Alligator Blood, who's 3 from 3 this preparation, 5 from 5. And, for the David Van Dyke yard, he's drawn barrier 13 as well. So most of the favoured runners drawing wide there. But we'll see how they handle it around Caulfield and out to the mile in a big group one.
Righto. You've had a spell. You've had a little freshen up. Now it's time. We need winners. We need winners, Bradley. What are we backing today on this Kenzo track?
We'll try our best. We've got 3 tips for the listeners on the Kenzo track today. From race 5 onwards, so we'll just go through them. Race 5, number 5, King Hewitt is the first of those. Look, he's been well backed already, but I think you'll get better than the $4.40 or $4.50 on offer. I think you'll get back out to $5.50 come race time. Love his first up run behind Lifetime Queen. He's been home Cuba that day, who's a subsequent Saturday City winner since. He was flat second up. Want to be forgiving there. His 2 trials since have been pretty good, and I think he can bounce back today there at the each way odds. So I'm against the favourite in that race, Count Rifle. I just think he's under the odds. A horse that has sort of had a lot. He had everything run to suit the other day when he won. He looks a progressive horse all the same, but. Look, I thought King Hewitt there would be the horse to beat in race 5. Race 6, number 6 for Ray Henry. I like this horse for the Chris Lees yard. He ran second at Muswellbrook on debut, but he stepped out to the 1400 at Newcastle last time out and beat Brandenburg quite convincingly there by a length and a half. That horse has won since, and the time out of the race was really good. They went quicker than the benchmark 70 or the benchmark race on the day. So I think for barrier 4, he should just park behind the speed here. He's very strong at the finish. That's race 6, number 6 for Ray Henry. And the other one, race 8, number 2, Coterie, has been well back, $4.20 into $3. I think you'll get a bit better than that again come race time. But look, he's got the best form in this race. He's fourth at Fiesta, first up last preparation, and then third behind Arcademus, the star of the season. Reads really well for this. He's trialled well coming in. He trialled better than True Detective to my eye in his latest trial on October 1. So needs a bit of luck from the wide draw, but I think they just find cover there, midfield, yep. blend in at the right time, and he should be hard to beat. So they're the three today yep. for Kensington.
Now, Brad, we've got a dog going around tonight, which we've been notified in the second race at Wentworth Park called Drink Schooners.
Drink Schooners, it's yes.
It's $1.75. We want to take a big sports breakfast special, right? And I'm going to suggest we take one of your horses. So we've got Drink Schooners, $1.75. Mm-hmm. Out of your three tips, which is the one you would have as your first leg? Because the Gallops race will go before the dog race tonight at Winnie Park.
Yep.
Which one would you go, mate? And I'll get a special created in the next hour after the news for the listeners of the BSB.
We'll go... what are we going to do? We'll go race six, number six, Hooray Henry.
Hooray Henry.
That, yeah, because King Hewitt, there is a little niggle on whether he'd be flat again, and Cotery's getting a bit short now. So
okay.
Hooray Henry's probably the one there that's still with a bit of juice in the price.
All right, beautiful. All right, we like that. So the double will be Hooray Henry into Drink Schooners. Listeners, we'll try and get a price up for you after, I'd say, oh, we'll give him 15 minutes, Loz. We'll give him 15 minutes, but yeah.
Will you chase it up?
I'll chase it
in
up.
In the ad break?
Then we'll be drinking.
Maddie's getting
schooners.
Ready to come in, but Drink Schooners into Hooray Henry.
Hooray Henry.
We need a decent price for the listeners, David.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys. Good luck with the dog tonight. Cheers.